Now, speaking of rules and regulations, they're there for a reason. But an Aussie picture framing business has had their ad campaign banned after it was deemed sexist and offensive. So what did they say and do? Well, on the back of their service vans, Fantastic Framing has this slogan. Remember, they are a framing business, a picture framing business. The ad says, "We can shoot your wife and frame your mother-in-law. If you want, we can even hang them too." Now, it's obviously a joke. Referring to shooting your wife with a camera, framing a photo of your mother-in-law and hanging up a photograph. However, the Advertising Standards Bureau says the slogan breaches their standards. Is this a case of political correctness? Well, Rob Belgiovanni is an advertising guru. He's Chief Creative Officer at BWM Dentsu. He's on the line. Rob Belgiovanni, good afternoon to you, sir.
G'day, Ben.
What do you make of the ad?
Well, I'll tell you this for a start. I'd never heard of Fantastic Framing until I saw it on the front page of one of the biggest newspapers in Australia this morning. So they must be the happiest medium or small business in Australia today because they have now had publicity in every state in Australia, probably on the front page of every news limited newspaper in Australia.
I reckon there'd be a lot of people who'd be reacting, thinking, well, hang on a moment, out of all of the ads which kind of push the limits, and there are plenty of things out there, and you'll hear from parents who say, look, there are some things that I don't want my children seeing on the TV. I don't want to have to explain that to them. Out of all the ads out there that push the boundaries, I mean, is this really one that oversteps the mark?
Well, look, I mean, you've got to ask the question this way, and, you know, if you think about it this way, we get 5,500 complaints a year to the Ad Standards Bureau. A lot of them are dismissed. Most of them, in fact, are dismissed. So people love complaining about ads. What's unusual here is that this is on the back of a van for a small business. That's quite weird. And if you look at Wicked Campers, for example, they've got some pretty offensive things written over their vans. Normally, a small business that puts a sign up doesn't get too much flack. And I do feel sorry for these guys on one hand, but on the other hand, as I say, they've had probably $2 million worth of exposure today, front page of the paper, and you and I are talking about it.
They say that it promotes violence towards women.
That's right. Now, that is a pretty sensitive issue. And at the end of the day, I guess if they had rewritten that and run it tomorrow with shoot your husband, frame your mother-in-law, and hang them too, you'd probably get away with it. And if I were those guys, I'd probably just rewrite it and give it another go.
All right.
Because the Ad Standards Bureau would have to come round again because the post has been changed. But look, people are very sensitive. We're very used to it in the ad industry. Violence against women is a huge issue at the moment.
Mm.
And so you've just got to be really careful what you're going to put up for your small business.
All right. Well, we love a bit of political incorrectness, so I'm going to start a competition this afternoon for your best mother-in-law joke, your best wife joke, husband joke, whatever you want. Great to talk to you, Rob.
You too, Ben.
Rob Belgiovanni, the Chief Creative Officer at BWM Dentsu.